George Washington University tells students to avoid whitesplaining. By Tom Sikkata on June 25, 2019. Administrators at George Washington University are advising students against using offensive words like lame and insane. Other tips for new students include avoiding whitesplaining, which they claim is a form of racism. According to a report by Campus Reform, a new program implemented by officials at George Washington University is telling students to avoid mundane words like lame and insane. The program, entitled EverFi, presents students with a set of social scenarios. In each scenario, one student breaks one of the rules of political correctness. Students at George Washington University have reported that this political correctness training program was required before they were permitted to begin their fall classes. One of the problems given to students involves an encounter between a white student and his Native American friend. Taylor, who is white, notices his Navajo friend, Kay, wearing a turquoise and silver necklace. "That's pretty, but I hope you didn't get it at Urban Mercantile. They've been selling lots of Native American-type jewelry. But I'm sure you'd want to support Native artists, not chain store. Nobody should shop there." The program informs students that Taylor was being condescending and could lose his friend's trust. The program then accuses Taylor of whitesplaining, which it calls a form of racism. Another section of the program tells students to avoid words like lame and insane. The program then tells students that choosing to avoid those words is not a form of political correctness. Making a choice to avoid using the word like gay, lame, or insane as shorthand to mean something is bad or difficult isn't about being silenced or politically correct. It's being informed and respectful, the program reads. Even though we might not mean it this way, using words related to identities like sexual orientation and disability as if they are negative increases stigma against marginalized groups. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more campus updates.